AP correspondent Alan Ken reports Israel has expanded its evacuation orders after a deadly strike in northern Gaza.
The Israeli military is ordering more evacuations in southern Gaza in one of its largest directives yet. With the distant sound of drones, Gazan families are dismantling their shelters, some for the seventh time. Where are we going? We don't know, Mohammed Ashour says. There's no safe place left, not even a humanitarian zone. The latest order applies to areas in and around Khan Yunis, including part of a humanitarian zone from which Israel says Hamas has been launching attacks. It comes as an Israeli airstrike killed at least 90 Palestinians sheltering in a school in the north. I'm Nayan Kim.
And a sharp contrast with last weekend when all anti-immigration protests turned into riots in many cities across the United Kingdom, the counter-protesters took stage over the weekend. Jay Williams is a volunteer for Stand Up.
Given that people witnessed in the city centre from their side last week, for people to have the bravery and come out and go, OK, here we are, we will stand against you, I think is extraordinary.
In Uganda, at least 18 people were killed after a landfill collapsed in the capital, according to the Red Cross. 14 others were injured when a landfill, which serves as a waste disposal site for much of Kampala, collapsed late Friday. At least two of the dead were children, according to the Kampala Capital City Authority. In a statement, the landfill's collapse is believed to have been triggered by heavy rainfall. A spokeswoman for the Uganda Red Cross said that the toll reached 18 after more bodies were retrieved from the scene on Sunday. The assessment is not yet completed, she said. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The plane's so-called black box containing voice recordings and flight data of the plane that crashed near Sao Paulo, killing 62, is now undergoing analysis in a lab in Brasilia. That's according to the Brazilian Aviation Accident Investigation Center in a statement Saturday. VOA's Alexis Strope has more on that story.
The Brazilian Air Force, through the Center for Investigation and Prevention of Aeronautical Accidents, reported that two devices, the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder of the crashed plane, were transferred to CENIPA's laboratory, Lab Data, in Brasilia for analysis on Saturday morning. In its statement, CENIPA reiterated its intention to release the preliminary report on the aircraft accident within an estimated 30 days. The plane, an ATR-72 turboprop, was bound for Sao Paulo and crashed around 1:30 p.m. in Veneto, some 80 kilometers northwest of Sao Paulo. Despite coming down in a residential area, no one on the ground was hurt. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A swift Ukrainian incursion into Russia's Kursk region marks the largest such cross-border raid by Kyiv's forces in the nearly two-and-a-half-year war, exposing Russia's vulnerabilities and dealing a painful blow to the Kremlin. The surprise foray has prompted thousands of civilians to flee the region as the Russian military struggles to repel the attack. For Ukraine, the cross-border raid offers a much-wanted boost to public morale at a time when the country's undermanned and undergunned forces have faced relentless Russian attacks along the more than 620-mile front line. AP correspondent Nan Kim reports on an Olympic women's boxing champion filing a legal complaint for harassment.
Olympic boxing champion Imaan Khalif has filed a legal complaint in France for online harassment over claims that she was transgender or a man. The complaint was filed with a special unit in the Paris prosecutor's office that specializes in online hate speech. It's now up to the authority to decide whether to open an investigation, and if so, name an alleged perpetrator, as is common in French law. The 25-year-old had been disqualified from the Boxing World Championships last year after failing unspecified eligibility tests. She won gold in the Olympics on Friday in the women's welterweight division. I'm Nayan Kim.
Libyan officials clashed between two heavily armed militia groups in the country's capital, terrorized residents, and killed about a dozen people. The latest bout of violence in a largely lawless North African nation. They said that the clashes, which involved heavy weapons, occurred Friday in Tripoli's eastern neighborhood, and which the militia, led by a warlord, Bashir Khalifa, or Kalfala, I should say, and another militia. More at VOAnews.com. I'm going to be on VOA News.
It's VOA. One.